Hey, what's up, guys? It's Michael, the host of the Dental Marketer Podcast.
And this is Drew Sparks, founder of Swell. And we're going to talk about how to create an outstanding patient experience and how to leverage that online.
We're going to be covering how to get more five-star online reviews,
how to get more referrals from your patients,
adjust any negative experiences,
build stronger trust and loyalty,
get new patients through your internal marketing,
and above all, increase your revenue.
All right, guys, so let's dive in. We're back at it again, man. Episode number 2. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. Great being here. It's been a busy week so far. How about yourself?
Busy week, man. Really busy week. Life's been busy, but good. Like, I don't even know if I live in California anymore because, like, it's always gloomy every day and it's been raining. I might as well, like, just live, like, in Ohio, man, or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, I can't even imagine. You're probably the first person from California that where those words have ever come out of their mouth.
Really? Like, normally I would, like...
I feel no sympathy.
You're like, sucks to be you, Michael. Nah, man, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm going to go hit the swells. Like, I'm going to go hit the waves. But then you wake up and the weather's crappy and you're just... I think I have that sad disorder, seasonal affective disorder. You know what I mean? Like, when just the gloomy, you're like, I'm not going to do anything today.
Just yeah, but the thing is, your weather swings are so much more mild than the swings that I have to deal with here in Utah. I get 80-degree weather days, and then the next day I've got a blizzard, and then the next day it's raining, and then there's sleet, and then it's 100 degrees. So, still, no sympathy.
No sympathy. How is it like right now where you're at, the weather?
It's great. Summer is finally here. It rained almost all last week, but we've got like an 85-degree day today. It's green, clear outside, so a good day for mountain biking.
Awesome. You do that a lot? You do a lot of mountain biking?
Yeah, I tried to during the summer. That's one of the best things to do here in Salt Lake. We've got a whole bunch of places to go within, you know, 20 or 30 minute drive. So this is a mountain biking paradise.
Really? Is because, like, yeah. I don't know if I've done mountain biking. Is it more like where you're riding on a trail, or is it like, because sometimes I see people who do GoPros and they're like on a mountain. And I'm like, you're going to fall. You're going to fall any moment now. Is that the type of mountain biking you do? Or?
No, I mean, it's on a trail on a mountain. So maybe a little bit of both. You can get some pretty extreme trails here, but if you're just trying to keep it mellow and get into it, there's some easy, mild trails that just to get you out in the mountains. So it's a great hobby, and it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be like an expert to get into it. So I love it.
Can you be like on a mountain? Like, are you that good? Like, are your skills that great?
I mean, I don't want to tell you yes, but you know, I go a lot.
You're like, basically, yeah, I'm a BMX, like, professional, but whatever. No, that's cool, man. No. All right.
Not
so, let's jump into it, man. In this episode, we're going to cover how to handle a negative review. This is something I think, like, do you get this question asked a lot? Like, how to handle, I feel like it pops up everywhere on, like, Facebook groups and Instagram. Do you get it a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, every day. I think we have a conversation about negative reviews at least once a day with a different practice owner or someone that's concerned about it. What we always come across is, you know, everybody understands the importance of generating more reviews online. Mm-hmm. You know, cross our fingers, those are positive reviews. We're hoping for 4 or 5 star reviews. But everybody has this inherent concern that says, like, hey, if I open up my practice for more reviews, if I'm asking for reviews, if I'm using an automated tool to generate reviews, won't that lead to more, to an increase in negative reviews? And, you know, the short answer is yes, potentially. You know, there's always that potential of those negative reviews sneaking in there. But, you know, you've got to have some confidence in yourself and in your practice and in your staff that if 99% of your patients that walk out the door are happy, 99% of your reviews are going to be positive. So don't sweat too much that occasional, you know, negative reviews that slips in there. It's going to happen, and consumers know that too. When we search for reviews online, our eyes do automatically go to that negative review. But as long as we can bury that with positive reviews on a consistent basis, yeah, it's not a huge deal. I'd love to hear, you know, what's your perspective when you're looking at reviews on, like, you know, a restaurant or hiring a plumber or whatever it is, What would you as a consumer would say about the occasional negative review?
I don't know, man. Sometimes, like, it depends. Sometimes when, you're right, it's weird how the body works, like, or how our minds work. We kind of just, like, we look for the negative reviews because we feel like those are, like, the most, I guess, quote-unquote, honest. But, yeah, you're right. I look for negative reviews. And it makes me feel like, okay, maybe the person is real, right? But I've been on the other spectrum. Yeah. I've been in a practice where I would get a negative review and we would freak out. We're like, why is this happening? I thought they were happy. Oh my gosh. And sometimes, man, like, it boils me. Like, sometimes they'll write a negative review and let's just say it's about me. Like, oh, Michael, like, hey, he's body odor smells or something, right? And all these things.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the heck? So, like, I want to write back. Should I write back or should I not write back? And, like, what should I say if I'm what should I say if when I'm writing back?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's the key. Don't write back immediately because your emotions are probably going to get in the way of that response. And, you know, this is kind of our natural reaction. When we get a negative review, we're going to take it personally, probably not agree with that review or feel frustrated that they went out of their way to leave that. Take some time, think about it. And the worst thing that you could do in this scenario is write back with a defensive response, trying to call them out or tell them that it's not true what they said or make, you know, come up with your excuse as to why they're wrong. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing that you could do. And that's what I always see, you know, as a consumer too. When I look through reviews, I'm often, you know, I'm trying to read the owner's responses too. When I come across a negative review, more important than what the negative review says is how did the owner respond to it? If they've got this huge kind of defensive, you know, explanation of this negative review, that just tells me that these people are like not super great to deal with. So if I have a bad experience with them, they're not going to try to make it right. They're just going to get defensive and upset. Mm-hmm. So the best thing that you can do in this scenario is definitely address it, you know, so people see that you like acknowledge that there was a bad experience, but keep it short and cordial and respectful. And just say, you know, it can be as simple as saying, hey, we're so sorry that we didn't live up to a five star review. Do you mind reaching out to us so that we can make it right? Or, hey, thanks for sharing your feedback. We really apologize you had a bad experience with us. Please reach out so that we can figure out a way to make this up to you. And leave your contact information so that people can see you're giving a way for those people to reach back out to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, kind of like, be vulnerable, right?
Yep.
Or like, be the bigger person.
Yeah, exactly. Be the bigger person, even if that means, you know, like, accepting that this review is probably not accurate, but you're going to be okay with that, and we want the perception that you're willing to try to make it right, that you're willing to work with that person, you're giving that person an opportunity to reach back out to you. And that's really what potential consumers or potential patients want to see, is that you're going to do everything in your power to make sure that every person has a good experience, even if it was bad to start with.
Yeah. I think you're right, too. Sometimes whenever I scroll and I look at negative reviews, whether it's like for a restaurant or a healthcare thing, I feel like if I read the negative review and it's like super specific to the point where it's like the food was subpar and I'm like, okay, I just want a burger, right? Like, that's okay. I don't have to do I don't have to do that what they're saying. Or if it's like, this person sucks and that's it, right? Like, that's the negative review. I'm like, maybe that was like an ex, or like that was their employee or something. You know what I mean? So I think it's smart to also look at negative reviews. So there's a couple things here that Drew mentioned. So, like, don't write back immediately, right? Whenever you see a negative review. Also, understand that when you get a negative review, it makes you look more real, right? I guess it makes you look more real.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is address it, be cordial, and leave your contact information, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, use this as a way to build up a potential or consumer trust. So this can be actually a good way to build trust with people that are looking at your practice.
Got you. And then, like, do you think that affects their rating? Like, that one negative review, should they, like, hurry up and say, like, okay, we got to get a bunch of positive reviews now, guys. Let's push it. Or What do you think?
I mean, if you have a review strategy in place, really don't sweat it, because you should. If you have a 4.9 overall review score, those are the reviews that you're going to continue to get. So keep your review strategy in place, continue asking your patients for reviews, and really quickly, that negative review should start becoming irrelevant. So it's going to start being buried quickly. You know, it doesn't have to be overnight. It may take a little bit of time. But yeah, in the big picture, a single negative review or a couple negative reviews out of 100 or 200 aren't going to affect your overall review score and are really not going to affect your overall online perception.
Awesome, man. Okay. Does Swell help out, like, with giving, for example, if I'm signed up with Swell, do you guys help out if I call you and I'm like, holy crap, I got a negative review? What should I do?
Yeah, all the time. We get that all the time. We've got kind of a live chat bot that's built into our system where people can ask us questions in real time. And a lot of times that is like, hey, I got a negative review today. How can I handle this? Or how do I handle this particular patient? And we want to act as your kind of review coaches. So we're always there, always trying to help, make sure that you do it properly and that we can help you, you know, respond to those reviews, whether they're positive or negative. Yeah,
Awesome.
so check it out. If you want to learn more about Swell, check out the show notes below. Click on the link. You can learn a little bit more about what we do and see if it'll be a help for your review strategy.
Awesome. All right, guys. And in our next episode, we're going to talk about what do we do with patients who say, yeah, I'll leave a review today. They leave the office, and then you realize that they never left you a review. What can we do with them? All right, we'll talk about that in the next episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the show notes below, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Thanks, Michael.